Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome once again to Top Stories. I am once again Andy Zaltzman, and once again I'm telling you what was the top story in an issue of The Bugle from the past. We were feeling proud to be British in December 2011 because we had proof that the nation was back on the map. It's issue 174 of The Bugle, entitled Britain's Back, Baby. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, we're under attack. The British Embassy is under attack. The Iranians are at the gates. Tell my queen I love her. Andy, it's been good news and the bad news for the British Empire this week. The bad news is that the British Embassy in Tehran was attacked. The good news is that the British Embassy in Tehran was attacked, Andy. We're back, baby. How do you spell relevant? I don't know, but it's definitely got a U and a K in it, mother U-K, baby. It's like in sport. Andy, you're never truly a great athlete until the opposition is booing you. The moment they stop, you know you've lost it.
Is that true of comedy as well? Because in which case, I've had a pretty good career.
All I'm saying, Andy, is point your ears towards Tehran and listen to those boos. Listen to that crowd. Britain is coming out of retirement. The angry mob clashed with riot police, chanting, "The embassy of Britain should be taken over and death to England." Okay, first of all, the embassy of Britain should be taken over is a terrible chance, Andy. I realise that
That sounds like it's been put through a clunky internet translation machine.
Yeah, maybe it loses a bit in translation, but there's no way, Andy, that even in Farsi that is anything approaching punchy.
It probably started off as Mrs. Thatcher, I would.
But death to England, that's a chant, Andy. That is music to British ears. It's been so long since anyone said anything that nice to us. Honestly, I never thought I'd hear words that beautiful ever again. I can't remember the last time anyone cared about us that much either way.
So I heard it was death to Britain, John,
Ooh.
That they were chanting. So well, now I thought that was not so much an anti-Britain sentiment as a pro-devolution sentiment.
It could be.
Obviously, see, it's very unjust whilst the Scots and the Welsh have their own parliaments, the English do not. And by the sounds of it, they were arguing that the 300-year-old political union has done all it usefully can in the modern age. And they were arguing it quite briefly and quite loudly whilst jumping up and down and chanting. Each to their own, John, but it's a legitimate political viewpoint.
The protesters broke into the UK embassy compound during a demonstration against new sanctions imposed against Iran by Britain. Militant students ransacked offices, burnt the British flag and smashed embassy windows. Let's be clear, though, Andy, this was no impromptu demonstration. The Basij could not have conducted this protest any better if they'd been wearing a tuxedo and flamboyantly waving a tiny wand around standing on a podium.
Also, John, you know, as you've described it, Iranian students getting rowdy, smashing windows and burning some stuff. That, John, sounds like the kind of crap that David Cameron got up to in his own university days. Just slightly more smartly dressed. So is it right for him to condemn this action, John? He's just looking in the mirror and he can't take it, John. Yeah. There's one protester reportedly waving a framed picture of the Queen.
Whoa. They just took it too f***ing far, Andy.
Yeah, and another had a framed picture of Pippa Middleton's arse.
Well, that's just a human... Listen, no, let he who is not guilty there cast the first stone. But don't bring Big Liz into this. You put that painting back on the f***ing wall where you f***ing found it. And she better not suddenly have a moustache and glasses on her face. Or you're about to have the entire force of the British Navy descend upon downtown Tehran. What's that scraping sound? That's our boats coming down the roads. Put that f***ing picture back on the f***ing wall. You just crossed the line!
You've clearly never seen her Queen's speech from Christmas 1962. With the old Groucho Marx glasses and moustache.
Prime Minister, as you say, Prime Minister David Cameron said the attack on the British Embassy in Tehran today was outrageous and indefensible, and the Foreign Office urged Britons in Iran to stay indoors, keep a low profile and await further advice.
that's what I do every day, John.
keep a low profile. So essentially they need to try to be less ostentatiously British, Andy. No monocles are to be worn outdoors in Iran. Mustaches are to be left unwaxed. And absolutely no one is to challenge any Iranian stranger to a balloon race around the world. Those are my three reference points for being British. Are they still true, Andy? I just can't remember anymore.
That's not all you've got left, John.
Is the Queen Mother still alive?
Well, is a very, very difficult question to answer.
Weren't there rumours that she faked her own death? Andy was working as a waiter in Honolulu, or was that Elvis?
Well, I mean, there were rumours that she'd faked her own death. And certainly, you know, I've never seen... Chris, have you ever seen Queen Mother's body?
No, it's not something I generally look for, but...
We'll just sort,
I'm going to go along with this.
Yeah, some of your background research for Dave Gorman's podcast might have taken you down a few strange avenues.
It is one of the many tasks I'm yet to tick off. Yeah.
Just bet Dave Gorman he can't find the Queen Mother's body.
There you go.
It'll turn up 6 months later in a PowerPoint presentation.
Give him a sheet of graph paper and a picture of the Queen Mother and watch him go. Wind him up.
The Iranian Foreign Ministry expressed regret for certain unacceptable behaviour by a small number of protesters in spite of efforts by the police. I saw those efforts by the police in video footage, Andy, and those efforts seem to be limited to pointing the protesters in the direction of the front door of the embassy. Those police essentially seem to be saying to the rioters, yeah, it's just through there. Documents are in the third door on your right when you go in. You may want to start a small fire in there. Oh, there's some valuables on a safe on the second floor, but they may have already gone by now. And I believe there might still be an unbroken window around the back. Okay, have a violent day.
Well, John, you might be criticising the Iranian police for this, suggesting that they were in on it. Really, they realised it was British turf. This is the way that Britain policed the riots in the summer. They were just doing what they thought we wanted.
Well, maybe though, Andy, I was just thinking about that protester carrying a picture of the Queen. And yeah, I flew off the handle a little bit there. Maybe that protester was just trying to bring calm to the crowd by focusing their attention on a vision of pure elegance, grace and beauty. Just everyone, can't we learn to get along? Look at this beautiful woman and put down your stones. Maybe. I'm just trying to think the best of them.
He could have specially adapted it so he pulled a little bit of card at the bottom and the eyes waggled left and right.
But what is this kerfuffle really about, Andy? Well, this storm was brewing for over a week now. Last week, the US, UK and Canada announced new measures targeting Iran over its controversial nuclear plans. The UK went even further, imposing sanctions on Iranian banks, banning UK banks from doing any business with them whatsoever. And then on Sunday, Iran's parliament voted by a large majority to downgrade diplomatic relations with Britain. And that was technically downgrading them from shitty to don't even f***ing look at me. Iranian radio reported that some MPs had chanted death to Britain during the vote, which was approved by 87% of MPs. But that's not actually as bad as it sounds. Shouting death to Britain is seen as good luck when doing anything in Iran. Before you put a souffle into the oven, you shout death to Britain in the hopes that it doesn't sink. Most Iranian golfers shout death to Britain instead of get in the hole after taking a tee shot. And students are often wished death to Britain before taking their exams in the hope that they will do well.
Sanctions were ramped up after the International Atomic Energy Agency report on Iran. To give a rough summary, said Iran and some nuclear scientists sitting in a tree, T-E-S-T-I-N-G. And Iran's claimed its nuclear programme is for peaceful purposes only. And the IAEA's response was, yeah, everyone says that. No one actually f***ing means it. So it's been some really bizarre stuff going on. There's been a series of suspiciously massive explosions at Iranian military bases. There've been assassinations of nuclear scientists, virus attacks on Iranian government computers. Now, that seems to me a little too much to be passed off as coincidence, John. American and Israeli intelligence agencies explain the deaths of scientists as, quotes, probably an unfortunate series of schoolboy laboratory pranks gone wrong. Maybe they put copper sulfate in the wrong test tube. They explain the computer virus as most likely due to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad going on a dodgy internet dating site, and passed off the explosions as probably just a car backfiring. So, all completely above board, John. It is all completely above board.
One of the most dangerous jobs in the world at the moment is to be an Iranian scientist, as they've been mysteriously dropping like flies over the last year. Flies, that is, that have clearly been systematically bumped off by foreign governments. We have been assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists like it's a sponsored charity drive. As if for every three dead nuclear scientists, a local school gets a free computer.
Well, that's basically what happens in terms of tax expenditure.
But just in case there was any doubt whatsoever about what we've been up to, a former top Israeli general this week said explosions that, as you mentioned, hit the Iranian nuclear sites were not accidents. General Eland, Israel's former national security chief, said, when there are so many events, there is probably some sort of guiding hand, though perhaps it's the hand of God. That is a creepy explanation, Andy. He sounds like a mobster. Lovely nuclear facility you got here. Such a shame if the hand of God slapped it. What a pity that would be.
Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Top Stories and any other editions of The Bugle you've ever listened to. I'm just going to lay that out there. Do now go and tell a friend about the show and or leave a review or nice comment somewhere if you feel so inclined. No pressure. Off you go.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.